Matty D.
Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Word up.
The go-to man, Matty D. Matty D. Kicking it live from Chicago.
Break it down like this.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it.
What's good, y'all? It's Matty T. Cupsup.com. I'm here to talk about the Chicago Bears preseason game number 2 against the San Diego Chargers that took place on Thursday evening at Soldier Field. First home game for a new head coach, Mark Trestman, and we got some impressive things out of this ball game. First quarter, Bears' first drive of the game, a little bit shaky. You saw Jay Cutler with some mechanic issues, even lost a fumble on their first series, but the Bears able to get it back. But their second drive, very impressive. Matt Forte looks like he's going to be a bigger part of the offense this year. Forte breaking off a 58-yard run. That looks like the Forte of old that is a Pro Bowl type guy when he's running like that. Forte finishing the day 74 yards on 8 rushes. Very impressive. Bears first got on the board. Jay Cutler. Touchdown pass to who else? Brandon Marshall in his preseason debut, getting the touchdown grab that made it 7-0. Forte would add a 3-yard touchdown run later in the quarter. That made it 14-0. Robbie Gold kept busy. Gold had 4 field goals in this game. 2 of them came, actually both of them came in the same quarter. He had a 23 and a 25-yarder in the second quarter. And then he added a pair of field goals in the fourth quarter. Another big name for the Bears that's making headlines this preseason, the play of rookie linebacker John Bostic. Now, he did have the pick six of Cam Newton last week, but everyone is talking about the bone-jarring hit that he put on Chargers receiver Mike Willie. If you have not seen it, you need to YouTube this and watch it. He is just... It's nasty for a guy that's only 2 games in to already be hitting like that. He's going to fit in with his defense quite well. And rookie Michael Ford, impressive too. He almost broke a kickoff return for a touchdown. Tackle inside the 10-yard line. The Bears would end up scoring as Michael Bush able to rush it in from 3 yards out. So the Bears end up winning this one. 33-28 is your final score. Jay Cutler in this one, 4 for 5, 38 yards, all 4 completions were to Brandon Marshall. He got sacked twice and threw an interception. Overall, though, Cutler very good, a rating of 98.3. Josh McCown in this one, 5 of 8 for 28 yards. He did not get sacked. His rating was 68.8. Matt Blanchard, just 1 for 1. He did get sacked, and Blanchard did get hurt in this one. It looks like he fractured a knuckle on his non-throwing hand. He's going to be out for a bit. So, with that being said, the Bears are reportedly very close to signing quarterback Jordan Palmer. He's going to be their third stringer. Of course, he is the younger brother of Arizona Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer, who the Bears will see a little bit later on. So, the Bears win this one. Their next game will be Friday night. It's a late West Coast start, 9 p.m. against the Oakland Raiders. Finally, defensively for the Bears, Tom Nelson led the way with 5 tackles. Shea McClellan had a forced fumble. Major right, a fumble recovery. Actually, there was 1 interception. Chris Conte with a pick, so the defense continues to force takeaways, which was a big recipe for what they were able to do last season, and hopefully they can continue it into 2013. So that's going to wrap it up for next week. Matty T for CubsHub.com, and I'm out.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.